Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia. They were summoned there by Defense Secretary Hegseth and President Trump. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says many are still in the dark about what it's all about.
This really is an unprecedented meeting that senior officers know very little about. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be addressing several hundred top commanders who have been told to convene in person this morning at Quantico in Virginia. Without knowing the reason, Secretary Hegseth, we know, is expected to discuss what he's coined the warrior ethos. But beyond that, very little is known.
The federal government appears on the road to a shutdown. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight tonight is the deadline. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. And Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill likely out for the rest of the year after suffering a dislocated left knee. This is ABC News. Emotional testimony in North Carolina where grieving families urged lawmakers to take action on violent crime weeks after the stabbing death of a Ukrainian refugee on a commuter train in Charlotte. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
Stephen Federico says his 22-year-old daughter, Logan, was shot and killed during a home invasion. Alexander Dickey, a man with a long criminal record, was charged with the crime.
Who was arrested 39 times.
Mia Alderman says her 20-year-old granddaughter Mary Collins was murdered back in 2020. Three of the people charged in the case have yet to go on trial.
We need to ensure that those accused of heinous crimes are swiftly prosecuted.
Both families pressing lawmakers to keep repeat offenders behind bars and not give bail to anyone accused of a violent crime.
In Nepal, a new 2-year-old girl has been chosen as the next living virgin goddess, worshipped by both Hindus and Buddhists. The previous living goddess is now 11 and was retired when she reached puberty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Harold E. Mustard, age 91, of Phillips, passed away on Tuesday, September 23rd at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Lorraine, and his children, Cindy Bauman of Tomahawk, Laura Stunkel of Eau Claire, Joan Peterson of Phillips, and Cheryl Blaha of Lake Elmo, Minnesota. Further survived by his daughter-in-law, Valerie Mustard, and by 15 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass will take place on Friday, October 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle in Catawba, with a memorial gathering from 9:30 a.m. until the time of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Harold E. Mustard, age 91, of Phillips. James W. Kurth, age 89, of Park Falls, and formerly of Kennan, passed away on Tuesday, September 23rd at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his siblings, Harold, Tony, Judy Hansen, and Michael, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives. Funeral Mass will take place on Saturday, October 4th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba, with a visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James W. Kurth, age 89, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Let's get you that keyword for this morning. The 7 a.m. keyword brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet is win. Very easy. We like to start it out. Simple. We'll build. W-I-N, win. Get us that keyword through the free Civic Media app. Tap on 98QWIN. You'll be in for today's $200 drawing, the gold jewelry, and an entry into the tickets for the Green Bay, Minnesota game November 23rd. W-I-N, win. Good luck.
The Bucks are new and improved.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, it was Butternut and South Shore playing volleyball last night. The JV of Butternut coming away with a 25-20, 24-26, and 15-6 victory. The varsity, meanwhile, takes a win, an exciting five-set win over South Shore, 25-23, 26-28, 21-25, 25-23, and Butternut wins the final one, 15-7, as Gianna Nearing was unstoppable with 20 kills and six aces. Allie Luloff added a powerful 15 kills. Brooklyn Tremel, she chipped in with 11 kills. Lizzie Pritzel had a monster defensive night with 33 digs and 5 aces. And Gianna also tallied 25 digs. Allie Luloff added 17. Brooklyn had 16. And Elena Lynch with 13. All Allie also, by the way, led with the net with 3 solo blocks. So Butternut, a nice win over South Shore last night in high school sports action. Taking a look at the sports schedule for this Tuesday, the middle school girls basketball team of Butternut will travel over to LCO. That'll be right around a 5 o'clock start time. The middle school football team, the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op middle school football team, will travel to Riblake. That'll be a 5 o'clock start today. Lots of action at the Park Falls campus today. Shawamigan hosting Phillips in volleyball. JV and JV2 at 5:30. And the varsity will get going with a 7 o'clock match tonight. The Phillips Middle School 7th and 8th grade football team will entertain Athens in local action today. And the Apprentice Middle School team also in action. They'll be at Cornell, and the Apprentice volleyball team will travel to Abbotsford in local action today.
Northwoods weather. Partly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible here by later this afternoon. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country. I see constant approval from strangers. That's why I'm talking to you right now. I do. I want people to know that I'm trying to be a good person. And I triple thank you waved to someone the other day. You ever done that before? As in traffic, some guy was nice enough to let me merge over. So I do what I hope we all do. I do that little thank you wave in the rearview mirror. And he didn't do the universal, like, hey, you're welcome. You seem like a great guy. He knew that back to me. So I was like, well, that's a little weird, but probably he's checking his cell phone. That's probably what's going on. We're all guilty of that. But I don't want him to think that I wasn't appreciative of what just happened. So I didn't know the thank you wave again in the rear mirror. And still nothing. I was like, dude, what is his problem? What is going on? I go, Matt, calm it down. The sun is starting to set right now. The glare is probably in his eyes. He can't see how great of a person you are. So then I actually rolled down my window. I did a little thank you wave again. And then I looked back to see him mouth the words, okay. I'm like, oh, I didn't, all right. I didn't know if you saw it or not. You let me do that three times, huh? You let me do that three times. That's kind of on you at this point.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98Q Country.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new. That leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo? Or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can?
Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last called kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, babe? Or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last called kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, bitten, or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, bitten, or are we written in the sand?
Hey everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think, think, think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98 Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. Smiling said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? You gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love.
Thompson Square there at 98Q Country, out and about, getting her moving. On this final day of September here, and our text to win contest continues. Hold on, if you didn't hear the keyword earlier, I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. We're texting, we're winning, giving away $200 in gold jewelry. I'll get you that 7 a.m. keyword in just a moment here, right after Eric Church, 98Q.
Detroit Bill breaks so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn goodbye round. Bloody Mary's an aspirin, don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of man, the hands of time. You sing a sing in Hollywood nights, even the losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now just fine. I'm doing all right. We ain't as young as we used to be, we're young and high. It's so easy when you listen, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. A hand on the hands of time. Jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. And it's a back and black. Take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks, we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I come to the God.
Pretty cool, isn't it? Eric Church. It's called Hands of Time at 98Q Country. Keyword brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. Win, W-I-N. Get that to us. Don't text and drive, okay? Pull over or just wait. You got till 8 o'clock, so just wait. You got till 8 o'clock to get us the word win, W-I-N. We're texting. We're winning cash, gold, tickets to see Green Bay, Minnesota, November 23rd. All on the prize table, W-I-N. Win. You got till 8 o'clock to text that to us on the free Civic Media app. Here's Jody Messina at EQ.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs and I moved three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not
hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, "I missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?" I said, "I want a man that stands beside me, not in front of or behind.
Got it, Jody. We understand. Not in front, not behind. Sounds like a Sesame Street episode. Not in front, not behind, just right beside. That's what Jody's asking there. 98Q Country, hope you're well on this Tuesday morning. Joel here, and we've got our final few days of the Text to Win contest winding down on Friday. And win is your keyword here in the 7 a.m. hour, W-I-N. Just shoot that to us through the free Civic Media app. Tap on 98Q Country, and we'll put you in for the $200 cash today. Well, it'll be a check, but it's cash. And you'll get gold jewelry, possibly, and automatic entry into the green and gold, the tickets to see the Green Bay take on Minnesota November 23rd. That's a noon kickoff in Green Bay. So all that on the line. Keywords throughout the day on the odds at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. So stay tuned is what I'm telling you. We'll get the month of October rolling tomorrow. The temperatures will continue to stay mild right through Sunday with temperatures 75 to 80. It was warm out yesterday. My wife is a big fan of cool weather, so she wasn't real happy. And even I walked out yesterday afternoon at like 3 o'clock to do a little yard work, and I was just like, whoa. I mean, you could just feel kind of not the true wall of heat you feel on a July humid day, but the warmth is in the air. And the mornings are still cool, though. 49, I saw here at the radio station. Well, the big story nationally is the government shutdown. Looks like it's looming for tonight. It would happen at midnight tonight. What does that mean for me and you? Well, if you work for the government, it's going to mean, at the very least, it'll mean something different. If you don't work for the government, some of the things you do might be a little slower. Well, the mail will continue. You know, you're still going to get your Social Security check. They've got things in place, so there won't be everything shut down, but there will be. Everyone will be affected a little bit, and if you work for the government or your job involves working with government entities, it'll be affected. If it indeed takes place, that would be tonight at midnight. That's scheduled to take place. The Major League Baseball playoffs get underway today. We'll know by Thursday night, I think. We'll know Thursday night, Friday, who the Brewers will play, what time they'll play on Saturday. That's at the latest. So they play the best of three in this wild card play-in. And then the one team, I think it's all three games at home. So I think they go three in a row here. So that's going on, and the Brewers are awaiting the winner of one of those to see who they will play on Saturday. Today's also Ask a Stupid Question Day today. About 58 million, just go on Facebook. That'll be, that itch will be scratched really fast. About 58 million 58 million pounds of State Fair corn dogs are being recalled. I got to check. This is bad timing for your morning show, guy, because last night my wife and I, we had a refreshingly delicious and somewhat nutritious salad for supper last night with a side of two corn dogs. That's right. That's right. And I'm hoping that they weren't State Fair corn dogs. So I'm feeling all, it's been 13 hours. I'm doing okay. So I think I'm all right. So State Fair corn dogs, a lot of them have been recalled. So it's kind of like what, don't do it, Joel. So it's kind of like eating a corn dog at a fair and then going on the tilt-a-whirl. It's a whole nother way of a corn dog being recalled. That's right. I had to do it. Let's see. What else here? Oh, this is just tragic news. Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman apparently are splitting up. They've been together for a long time. That's like Garth and Trisha. Don't you dare throw Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood at me as a split up. That might be, that might push me over the edge. Start putting that stuff out there. What else today? Oh, it's Twin Day today. A lot of homecomings going on. Shawamigan having homecoming. So it's Twin Day today. For the dress up, yesterday was PJ Day. Homecoming Friday night, of course. Always fun. It's going to be beautiful weather-wise. Why don't you plan on going on down there watching the marching band? They do a great job at halftime. A very tough opponent in Hurley. Friday night. Now, tonight, the Park Falls campus will be hopping because Phillips and Shawamigan are going to play volleyball. And that'll be JV and JV2 at like 5:30. And the varsity match at 7 o'clock. That'll be in Park Falls tonight. So you may want to go on down and check that out today. 98Q Morning Show comes to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. It's a smile. It's a listening ear. It's a helping hand. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people. Big Phillips Fall Harvest Fest on Saturday. Big G will be there broadcasting from 10 to 1. And he's going to have the prize wheel. It's a newly, not newly revised really, but it's you're going to have fun. All right? We changed a few things on the prize wheel. And we've got t-shirts and candy and all kinds of fun stuff. So stop on by and see Big G broadcasting right on Avon Avenue there in Phillips from the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. It is going to be a beautiful day weather-wise for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival this Saturday. You want to know more about that and other stuff going on? Go to our community events section at 98qcountry.com/events. All kinds of stuff. And if you got stuff going on with your nonprofit, let us know about it. WCQM at civicmedia.us. 7:33. Let's get you updated on what's going on with an ABC News update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia. They were summoned there by Defense Secretary Hegseth and President Trump. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says many are still in the dark about what it's all about.
This really is an unprecedented meeting that senior officers know very little about. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be addressing several hundred top commanders who have been told to convene in person this morning at Quantico in Virginia. Without knowing the reason, Secretary Hegseth, we know, is expected to discuss what he's coined the warrior ethos. But beyond that, very little is known.
The federal government appears on the road to a shutdown. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight tonight is the deadline. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. And Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill likely out for the rest of the year after suffering a dislocated left knee. This is ABC News.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
safely after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible here by later this afternoon. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98 Q Country.
Those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you?
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more, because they're having fun.
98 Q Country.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but
you'll think of me. And take your cap and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name is not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat, my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me, yeah. And you're gonna think of me.
98Q Country.
Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland line? Are you on the Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Song. Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken cause you know that ain't your truck in or drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wasn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen. Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Everybody got
Thomas Rhett. Country song, 98Q Country. Win is your keyword this hour. WIN Win, brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet. Well, Giannis Antetokounmpo, they're starting basketball warm-ups and the games that don't mean anything, but they're just kind of getting ready for the regular season. Giannis has COVID. Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo is quarantined right now in Greece after testing positive for COVID. And he talked a little bit about that. Mike Clemens was there to listen in on it.
I'm definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just, like, you know, get this ball rolling. And, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. You know, things like this, you cannot, you don't know when it's going to happen and how it's gonna happen and how you're going to feel. So right now, again, I am definitely bummed that I'm not able to be there from day one, and I want my teammates to feel my presence and feel my seriousness and how much I want to compete and for us to have a great year. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
Giannis Antetokounmpo doesn't appear to be that it's going to be a very good year for the Bucks, and with that said, it didn't appear as though it was going to be a very good year for the Brewers either. The Bucks are looking for the Robin to Batman. They're looking for the guy to replace Dame, and they got a young guy or two that are going to get a shot at it. They're going to get a shot. Amir Coffey is a guy that's joining the Bucks, leaving the Clippers, so he'll be one of the guys stepping in a little bit also. Let's see, Badger. I'm kind of going through some of the cuts that Mike Clemens left for us. Badgers, we want to talk good news today, so we're not going to talk Badger football at all. We'll wait for the Brewers a little bit later on in the week, as they're not playing until Saturday, but the Major League Baseball playoffs do get underway tonight, by the way. We'll get to a news update coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk about your money. Matthew Krieger will be in at 8:45, and we'll also chat a little bit about your Logger football team. Coach Precor will join us this morning at 9 o'clock right here on 98Q in the Morning Show.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Burgers Bar and Grill invites you to celebrate Phillips Fall Festival all week long. Monday, enjoy a $9 basic burger with a side. Tuesday, grab $2 beef or $3 chicken tacos, hard or soft. Closed Wednesday. Thursday at 5, it's Texas Steak Night. Friday all day, Wisconsin Friday Fish Fry. Don't miss the 15th annual Charity Rib Cook-Off at 4 p.m. on Saturday the 4th, benefiting Phillips Wrestling Club and Wounded Warriors Camp Hackett. Find Burgers Bar and Grill next to A&W and Phillips.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job, So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
98Q Country.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. 3 other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
Keyword is win, W-I-N. You got about 5 minutes to get that to us here. And our goal for the green and gold, text to win, 98Q.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather, I'm going. And hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again.
in the morning.
They're different. They make you laugh and they just keep going because I have such a long ride in the morning. So they just make me laugh from beginning to end. It's different.
98 Q Country.
I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot, I said, it's mighty hot. Maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, cause only members are allowed in here. And I said, I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk roadside pub. I'm a member of the country club. Lord, you look so inviting. Thought it might be exciting for a woman with a limousine to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, cause you can tell all your I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Yeah, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. At any honky tonk roadside pub. Well, I'm a member of the country.
We'll be right back. just bought a shot of that Patron. Hey.